I'm Danny Glover, and you are tuned into WPFW Washington, your station for jazz and justice.
Good evening. It's just about 6 p.m. in the nation's capital. The name of this show is News Views. My name is Garland Nixon. I'm on every Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. You can find me at Garland N on Telegram. You can find Garland Nixon on Facebook. There's two. There's one is my business or whatever page, and the other one is just my regular old personal page on Facebook, garland.nixon on Instagram, and of course my email address, which is my first name and the first letter of my last name, garlandn@gmail.com. All right, you know the deal. The phone is open. I like lots of questions. I like to be challenged. You know, what they say, you get a minute if you agree and 2 minutes if you disagree. I really do believe that it is important for us to foment discord, right? Discussions with people who disagree or disagree, that's good. I don't care if you think I'm wrong about everything, all the better. I think that you grow and you increase your understanding of the world by making yourself uncomfortable, by listening to alternative opinions. 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. I'll start running off at the yap until you get on the phone, and then we'll go for it. So what's happening? A couple of things going on. A couple of news items. Let's start with this. Here's something I think weird. So, you know, this guy, Ryan Ruth, apparently was on a golf course trying to shoot old Trumpy the other day. Well, here's something weird. Prosecutors request indefinite delay in trial for Trump assassination attempt suspect Ryan Ruth. An indefinite delay. Isn't that weird? The prosecutors want an indefinite delay. I mean, a guy apparently tried to shoot Trump and they want an indefinite delay. Call me a conspiracy theorist, if you will. But I kind of think that guy's maybe connected to the CIA or something. Isn't that odd? I mean, does it seem weird to you that some guy tries to take out a presidential candidate and they nab the guy, they take him in, they start investigating him. Hey, what are you going to do? Is the guy get a trial? Well, you know, why do we have to be in such a rush? I mean, you know, we got other things to do. We got traffic cases going on here, you know, mopery on the high seas. We got a lot of cases here. We got some trespassing cases. Why should we be such a rush for an attempted assassination? You know, let's give this thing some time to work itself out. I'm just a little suspicious of that one, okay? I guess I'm Joe Conspiracy Theorist. I guess I'm Mr. QAnon. But the prosecutors, and they didn't say, can you give us a month? How about a couple of weeks? They said an indefinite delay. Hey, I guess everything, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's all on the up and up. The number again, 202-588-0893. Here's a couple more. Israel says it has secured $8.7 billion in a U.S. aid package. Ukraine has secured $5.5 billion in a U.S. government aid package. And here's a great one. Hurricane Helene victims received a one-time payment of $750. $750. Now, we got $8 billion to go to Israel because there's a lot of innocent men, women, and children that could needlessly be saved if they didn't get that money. We got Ukraine because, hey, nuclear war, it's what we got to do. There's too many human beings on this planet, and we got to eliminate all of them. So $5 billion of Ukraine should go, you know, work real nicely towards getting a nuclear war going with Russia, and we'll all perish. So that's $13 billion there. Hey, my entire town was wiped out. My wife and children and my dog were all washed away in a river. My job is gone. My town is gone. My home is gone. Government, can you help me out? Sure. Here's $750. That's the best we can do. Don't spend it all in one place. 202. You got to laugh to keep from crying in this country. Hey, but Kamala Harris is out running around with Liz Cheney because I don't have an answer to that one. 202-588-0893. First caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, Louise in Baltimore.
I'm all ears, Louise in Baltimore. What's happening? Uh-oh, do you have, I'm hearing my voice in the background. And that's
no.
Do you have like the radio or the computer or something on?
No. I don't know why that's happening.
Okay.
I had to call it in.
Yeah, definitely. I'm hearing my voice. Okay, well, you talk and I'll listen.
Oh, okay. I was going to, as about the response to what you just said, I was going to say the real crime is in the suites, not in the streets. But I wanted to talk about, in regards to that, what you were talking about last week about Marilyn Mosby. Mm-hmm. And how she was definitely with it, but where I parted with her is because is when she tried to use, I don't know if you remember the squeegee or during that time, mm-hmm. who shot, you know, the white man, but she tried to use him as, you know, so she could, you know, further advance her political career and get, you know, get reelected. I vehemently disagreed with her for not dropping the charges or trying him as a juvenile instead of an adult. And I think there's a push to basically basically start being harsher and reverse the criminal justice reforms that we all fought so hard for. I hope that everybody would push, you know, push back.
If you don't mind me saying one thing, mm-hmm. I wanted a lot of, and I actually worked for a lot of criminal justice reforms, but unfortunately I didn't see a whole lot of them here and there. I ain't going to say there hasn't been some, but there's a lot that we need that mm-hmm. we didn't get.
Yes, but that's the whole point. That's a good point. But the little that we did get, they want to reverse, and they've already done partially some of it, and like I had called in before, they had already done partially some of it when they basically increased the age for to be charged as an adult. They had it where it used to be during the reform, it was 13 and under that you couldn't. But then they decreased it to, I believe, like 10 years old where
wow,
they can charge
crazy.
You for an adult, as an adult now. And then now they're trying to stop the children, because there's a law that the laws they enacted said that, you know, the children have to have a lawyer, and that the police cannot interrogate, cannot ask the children any questions or a child suspect any questions until they have a lawyer or their parent is there.
I think that is as a result of a Supreme Court decision. But at any rate, we got to move on. I certainly appreciate the call, but I got a whole bank of callers, so I got to jump.
Okay, well, just real quick, what I was trying to get at real quick is the corruption in the justice system.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to have to run, though. We got several callers. Okay, the number's 202-588-0893. Let me remind everyone, when you call in, if you got a radio or a computer on in the background, see, we have a 10-second delay, right? So if you set the phone down, when I call you, you won't hear me because there's a 10-second delay. And when you pick the phone up and start talking, if you've got that computer or the radio on in the background, you'll hear me talk, and then 10 seconds later, you'll hear me again, and we'll get feedback. So please make sure if you got anything on in the background, you turn it off, and make sure that you, when you call in, while you're on hold, you keep the phone to your ear. 202-588-0893. We got plenty to talk about. We got potential war in the Middle East. We got Ukraine and potential nuclear war. Oh my gosh. We got Hurricane Helene with people suffering all over the place, and our government's giving them $740. 202-588-0893. Next call, you're on air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rich, calling you long distance from Germany, brother.
Talk to me, brother Rich.
Not Rich. Not
Rick, Rich. I mean Rick. What am I missing me, Rich? Rick. As long as we've been knowing each other, Rick, how can I mess up your name? Maybe Rick is Rich. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's a financial thing.
Let me shift the focus a little bit after your first caller. There's a lot of talk about women's rights, women's liberty, abortion rights, and the vote this coming election. Can you talk to me about Margaret Sanger, who she was as a nurse, a spy, a social worker, a scientist.
You know, I'll put it like this. I have heard Margaret Sanger's name used a lot, and it's usually people who are trying to make a case, you know, a particular political case about abortion. But to be frank, one thing I am not is a charlatan. I do not claim to have special knowledge that I don't know, and I'm very much ignorant of Margaret Sanger other than, you know, the stuff that I've heard people kick out about her. So I don't want to try to go, you know, go in an area that where I don't know. So I don't know much about Margaret Sanger. Maybe you can tell us.
Well, I would just say this. Whether Trump gets in or whether Ms. Harris wins, social work is now clinical. And putting mothers and children in jail is going to become an order of the day. Not only because of guns in the hood, but also because of domestic violence.
Let me read something to you real quick, and this is from the 18th of October, 2022, just before the midterms, okay? The Guardian, Biden vows to codify Roe if Democrats win in midterms. You got to vote. So in 2022, just before the midterms, Joe Biden said, hey, vote for the Democrats and we'll codify Roe versus Wade. And now, before the general elections, you got to vote for us because so we can codify Roe versus Wade. They ain't codifying Roe versus Wade, but every 2 years, they will surely tell you, you have to vote for us because we'll codify Roe versus Wade. And when they had a chance to do it and they had the votes, they didn't do it. I'm suspicious that possibly the Democratic Party wants to use that to get votes and that they'll never codify it. Because if they codify it, then the next election they can't say vote for us based on abortion. Do you think I'm overly suspicious?
I don't think you're overly suspicious, but let me ask you this. What does it mean to codify Roe versus Wade?
That means that the Congress would make a law, would put it into law, because right now it's a Supreme Court decision. The Congress could then make a law and pass a law, which would be the same as Roe versus Wade, and make it so you could never get rid of abortion rights in any state. So that would be Congress coming together, writing a law. It goes through the House. It gets approved in the House of Representatives. It gets approved in the Senate, and it goes to the President, and the President signs it into law. And then you no longer need the Supreme Court to rule on it anymore. But they've had a couple instances where, such as 2009, where they had the votes to do it, and everybody said, okay, this is a perfect time, pass that abortion law and make it legal, and the Democrats didn't do it. When they had a chance, they didn't do it. And I'm suspicious. I suspect that they don't want to do it because it's a lot more valuable every 2 years to use for votes. And if you ever put it into law, that goes away and you can't use it for votes anymore. But I'm just, you know, I'm a cynical kind of guy, Rick.
I'll say in closing, if we don't get together and vote, somebody who has our interest, not just the president, but the Congress, if decent white folks don't come together and vote as a block to put in better people in Congress, we're screwed there in America.
Yeah, I kind of think we're screwed. I think the last part is the operative part. We're screwed in America. You're on the ball there, Rick. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the call. 202-588-0893. We can talk, but we got the Israel thing and we got the conflict over there. Israel got hit by some Iranian missiles. Now they're threatening to hit Israel back and Iran back. Iran says, if you do, we're going to flatten you. We're going to hit you pretty hard with missiles. We got that. We've got the Ukraine conflict going on, wherein the Ukraine front is finally collapsing. As if you've been listening, you know, I said Ukraine never really had a chance against Russia, but people tend to believe it. And now the Ukraine conflict is collapsing and turning into an absolute catastrophe. And the question is, there ain't a lot of options for the Ukrainians. At some point, a white flag has going to have to go up. And I believe that Americans are going to say to the United States, our government, really? We put $200 billion in that? We got no money for health care. We got no money for the homeless. We got no money for the things we need here. People suffering everywhere. And we spent $200 billion in Ukraine, and the Ukrainian army got crushed just like it was always going to get crushed. I think Americans are going to ask some questions at some point. Maybe I'm wrong. 202-588-0893. Next call, you're on air. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, Mike from D.C., brother.
Hey, Mike, what's up? Did you see Kamala? She's running around with Liz Cheney, celebrating now that Dick Cheney is supporting her. I know you're happy, Mike.
You can tell I'm happy about it because I'm laughing at it because it's nothing but a joke. But you know what? You made a good point about the Roe versus Wade thing. The only reason why they keep bringing it up because they know that that's the way. That's the only way they're going to get votes.
Yep.
And they constantly keep the same old campaign. Yeah, you know, vote for us and we'll qualify. And then, like you just say, they get it, like the midterm elections, they promised to do it, and they didn't do it. And they're going to keep on using that just to get somebody's vote. Now, to me, if I'm a Republican and they keep talking to me about Roe versus Wade, okay, you want to bring that up? Ask Kamala Harris to describe what a woman is. That'll shut down all that. Yeah, right there and there. Okay, you say you care about women. Why is it that women are getting raped in these female prisons, you know, with men, you know, clarifying themselves as women? And, you know, they're not protecting women's personal space. That shuts that down right there. That's what I'll be hitting back with. But you know what? One of the things I want to ask is why is it that none of the networks got the courage to do what the RT network has done, and that is a third-party debate?
You know what? Let me throw something at you. You know, I watched Trump and Kamala Harris, and I thought, boy, there's no way they could allow, like, a third party or Jill Stein. Because what if somebody from a third party was there and they said, why are we spending all this money on war, Ukraine and Israel, when people have problems at home, right? What would happen if Butch Ware, who is Jill Stein's vice president, a man who's black, a man who's a Muslim, and a man who's brilliant, was to be sitting in there, and when Tim Walz and J.D. Walz talked all that foolishness, he was there to stand up on behalf of Americans who want peace, who are not in favor of war. How about when they said, well, should we Israel do a first strike or something on Iran? How about if there was somebody there to say a first strike? How about if we go in there and we do some diplomacy and we get peace and we use the money for the American people? They can't handle an America. They cannot handle a third party. They got to block out and attack third parties, because if the American people hear somebody speaking for peace, if the American people hear somebody speaking on behalf of American families, they'll say, I'm voting for that person. And the ruling elite know it, so they got to crush anybody that would say that and keep their names out of the discourse.
So I guess that's why the networks are so terrified to do a third-party debate, just like the Boogeyman Network, the RT Network did.
Oh, yeah, if you remember.
That was one of the best debates I've ever seen.
Oh, it was great. And you know what they said? RT did the third-party debate, and the Democrats came out and said, that's Russian misinformation. So if a third party's, if you get another voice that's allowed to say it, that's misinformation.
Well, you know, another thing is, what specifically has Kamala Harris or Donald Trump specifically say, because you know we're not going to get reparations. That ain't going to happen.
Not happening.
So to me, if they don't want to give black people reparations, then what will you replace it with? What can you guarantee that the black community is going to have the same kind of same way to compete just like every other ethnic group, since we know you don't really want to give us reparations? I have not heard not one from the Democrats, Republicans, or even from the independents.
Well, you know what they're going to do? Here, they're already doing it. You know what they're doing? They're saying, look, I know black people have gotten a shaft for the last several hundred years and they're unhappy. So while we can't do anything to help you, we'll just give working class white people the shaft just as bad as y'all. So that's what they're doing now. Look, have you seen any of those people in North Carolina? Everything's wiped out. Yeah, I mean, roads wiped out, houses floating away, lives, jobs, everything destroyed, and they're coming at these people with $750. But wait a minute, that ain't the good part. And then they say, you can apply for it online. But you don't have a house, you don't have any electricity, and you don't have any internet. How are you going to apply for it online?
Yeah, but see, the thing about it is that neither party can really win an election without the black community.
That's a fact.
They're still not telling the black community exactly what they're going to do for them.
You know what?
Other groups, they have the right to ask for what they're going to do for them. But I'm concerned about our people.
You know what? Let me ask you. I'm going to throw something.
Let me finish. It seems like in all of these presidential elections, the black community always come out on the losing end.
I think And I'm going to ask you this in the move. We'll go to the next caller, but I want you to comment on this. Kamala Harris is out there with Liz Cheney, of all people, celebrating Dick Cheney. Oh, Dick Cheney, your father is. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. But here's what I think. I think the Democratic Party has come to the conclusion they're going to lose a lot of black votes. And the Muslim votes, forget it, they ain't getting them. And I think they're bringing Republicans out now figuring, well, we're going to lose black votes, but who cares? We don't like them anyway. We're going to lose the Muslim votes, but who cares? We're getting paid by Israel. So let's go out there and try to steal some more Republican votes. I think they just writing us off, and they figure, let's take Liz Cheney out here. We'll try to replace them with some Republicans. What do you think, Mike?
Well, I mean, they should tell the people just how much that the Democrats really think about their own voters' block. By even standing side by side with Liz Cheney. They know what Liz Cheney is about. But like you said, you exactly what you said, that they want to be able to get more people to come, especially conservatives. And that's what all that's about. That's not going to happen. We know
no,
that.
No, I don't think she wins. I don't think she wins with everything that's going on.
Hold on, you better be careful when you say that, because, you know, if you say that Kamala Harris is not going to win, then you insult the black race, because Kamala Harris is black and you got to stand by her.
Well,
if you say she's not going to win, you insult the black race. You're a traitor to your own people.
But here, did you listen
to C-SPAN this morning?
No.
They had a person call in on C-SPAN talking about that if any black person, black or brown person, don't vote for the Democrats, something wrong with them.
Well, something wrong with me then. I'm going to say this before I jump to my next caller. The argument that she's black, that comes from the legacy of slavery. The legacy of slavery was the one drop rule. If you had one drop of black blood, and what that meant was if you have any black ancestors, they consider you a black person. That way they could make sure that they kept you as a slave, right? Couldn't I just as easy say if you have one drop of white blood, that considers you a white person? Or if you have one drop of Indian blood, her mother's Indian, I can consider you an Indian person? Why is it that the one drop rule only applies to black folks? Why can't I say if you got one drop of white blood, that makes you white? Then I could call her white, I could call her Indian, I could call her black. Whatever I choose to call her, the one drop rule is a legacy of slavery. They are literally using the one drop rule, a legacy of slavery, to determine that she is black. I reject the one drop rule. Because that is a legacy of, it was used to enslave my ancestors. And I'm not going to use it to enslave my mind today. She is who she is. I don't care if she's white, black. Let me tell you something. If Clarence Thomas ran, and he's a whole lot blacker than her, I wouldn't vote for him. So don't tell me I got to vote for her, because she's got a drop of black blood in her. She's also got a drop of white blood and a drop of Indian blood, metaphorically. All right, thanks a lot. All right, one more thing. Go ahead. You got one more comment.
Well, I'm saying that's good. I'm just laughing at the points that you made, but you know what's going to happen. I guarantee a caller going to come up and say, if you don't vote for Pamela Harris, there's something wrong with you.
But good. It is something wrong with me. If it's normal to vote for this warmonger, then you can count me out. Dick Cheney's best friend? No thanks. I have something wrong with me. Thanks.
Well, you know, people want a dead world, because once they drop them bombs,
yeah, we're all done.
Nothing is going to survive.
Yep. All right,
brother.
202-588-0893. Next call, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is T. Bird from Upper Marlboro, Maryland. How you doing?
All right. What's happening?
Well, a whole bunch of things. One, I can't help but feel a little bit guilty, because I was very happy when Iran finally did something back to Israel.
I don't know why you're feeling guilty, brother. It's a whole lot of people agree with you. In fact, I would argue that the majority of the world, particularly people of our color around this world, was probably standing up clapping.
Well, I supposedly come from a civilized culture. And this civilized culture...
Oh, that's right. You're from Africa. I'm with you.
That is true, but I was referring to... My time here in this.
You come from an industrialized culture. Do not mistake industrialized for civilized.
Well, I don't, but I was being a little bit.
I know, I'm just joking. Go ahead. I'm just messing with you. Go ahead, brother.
This is a country that is so civilized that when the ex-president became president the last time, he had a hotel in D.C. at that time, and it was bought out entirely for three or four times the rate by Saudi Arabia on several occasions. And nobody accused him of being a crook.
Ain't no politician in Washington, D.C. that is going to come down on another politician for grafting gratuities, because that's how they are all eating. You notice something? They accused him of everything in the world, but when it came to that, they kept their mouth shut.
Yeah, that may be.
That's how they're all eating.
That definitely is the case. We have a media, however, that says this thing is complicated between Israel and the rest of the world. It's not complicated. They're what you call colonial...
Settler colonialism.
Settler racists who say they're chosen. They're elite. They're white. And that's the same thing. And they're supported by other settler colonial nations, America, Australia, Canada, and people who support those things who also are in favor of white supremacy.
Hey, real quick. The last two countries that supported apartheid South America. The United States and Israel.
Yeah, that definitely is the case.
The United States said that Nelson Mandela, he was listed as a terrorist in the United States.
Yep.
And Israel, if I'm not mistaken, I think they helped apartheid South Africa get their nuclear weapons, or the other way around. Oh, of course they were aligned with apartheid South Africa because they're an apartheid country.
Yep, they got rid of it when blacks took over in South Africa, is what I hear, but I do not have any.
That's my understanding, too.
So I can't say that that's definitely true, but I hear that that's the case. I hope Lebanon recovers from the offing of its leaders in Hezbollah. And I hope that, and I think, I expect, because it even took America 30 years and $2.2 trillion to recover from or get out and admit defeat in Iraq. It took them I don't know how many millions when I was younger, and they were trying to draft me for Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
So things go slowly, but they go slowly in the way of us, of non-white people. So I am not going to be as pessimistic as I was before the retaliation by Iran, and I'm going to say, things happen in their own time.
Mm-hmm.
But you will never get me this time to vote for either of those two parties. And somebody who was related to one of the delegates here, the first question I asked them was, did she accept, money from AIPAC? And he left. And that question has not been answered. And it will not be answered. But I also think that people are exaggerating what will happen if Trump gets elected. He can't do that much. Americans are learning. They control the police, not the federal government. And black people are going to learn that lesson, too. They're not going to let people jump out of cars and throw them against things. And when we start becoming more related civilly and whatever, and we start taking control where we have control, that's going to stop. And we can boycott. We put businesses out of business then. If they try it again, we'll have to go back to the past and do the same thing now. So I'm not afraid of any dump.
No. Look, Trump was already here for 4 years. He ain't going to do nothing this 4 years that he didn't do. But here's what I say. If you really think the president has all that much power, you're fooling yourself. The president is not going to do anything that the ruling elite, just like the Democratic Party, they ain't going to do nothing their donors don't let them do. Remember when Joe Biden was saying, I'm going to stick around, I'm not going to get out. And I was reading everywhere, big donors said Joe Biden's got to go. I said, Joe Biden's got to go. As soon as the big donor said, now, he's the president of the United States. We're supposed to believe that he has the power. Look it up. People can go and start searching online. Once the big donor says, Joe Biden got to go, they're the real ones. Joe Biden and Donald Trump are put out there like puppets for us to get mad at, for us to smack around, for us to blame.
And even when they have programs, like Donald Trump said he was putting 25% tariffs on things. That was on America. That was on Chinese things because he doesn't want China to make money. So many there are 3,000 exceptions for the biggest American companies. So,
absolutely. If Intel comes to him and says, look, I know you got, these blah, 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 whatever, but we need to get these chips through, bro, and here's $500,000 for your campaign. Done.
Yep.
Done. That's how the game works in Washington, D.C.
3,000 of the biggest corporations in this country had a thing. So now you can't get a cheap solar panel anymore because not enough American big corporations own those things.
You know what's funny about it? They told us, look, we're all for natural stuff. We want free, clean energy. We got to all go to solar panels. So China started making cheap solar panels. And what they do, we'll put tariffs on them and jack them up. And they even said to China, you're making too many cheap solar panels. Well, wait a minute. I thought that you were for more solar panels so we could use solar energy. And still, China started making money for it. Then it wasn't for them anymore.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
That's the case. And that's going to be the case with electric cars also.
Yep.
But what can you do?
Yep. Just understand the game, man.
They want to believe it's not rich people who control the money, but immigrants or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Let people believe it.
All right. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon. 202-588-0893. We got open lines. Next call. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Lewis. I'm calling from D.C.
I'm all ears, Brother Lewis.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
I just wanted to call because I heard you talking earlier about the assassination attempts, and even the first one I found it funny because I was in the army and I've been in Iraq, and I found it funny that someone who's lived a soft life, because I understand how shock happens, I don't find someone who gets shot responding with a fist pump in the air. That just didn't I found that odd from the beginning.
Well, I'll say this, you never can tell how people are going to respond to trauma. When people go into shock, you never can tell. But whatever the case, there was a lot of weird things about that one. I mean, there's a guy laying on the roof. There's all these people standing around saying, hey, there's a guy on the roof with a gun. And Secret Service is like, huh? Who on the what with the who? They didn't see nothing. I'm like, man, that's awful suspicious here to see. And now some dude is on the fifth hole of the golf course with a gun. And I'm just putting it like this. I think there's going to be another shooter at some point. The trajectory of things is somebody else is going to take a swipe at Trump. That's my opinion.
I can absolutely believe that. And the Secret Service is the best security agency in the world. They go before these events, they're there for a week doing security. They know all the ins and outs of everything in the area. So for someone with no training with weapons, no training with tactics, no training at all, outsmarting the Secret Service twice in a month, I can't accept that. Can't accept it.
Well, you know what? I always say this because, you know, I worked with the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force back during my career. And anybody that tells you they're stupid is lying. Those guys are very, very highly trained, very, very highly educated. They're not stupid. If something happened, it didn't happen because they were stupid. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Absolutely. I'm talking about these guys in Secret Service are all prior special forces,
yep.
All the best in the world.
And all they do is train every day. They train constantly.
That's all they
do. Got dogs sniffing. They got drones flying. Hey, if somebody sneaks in, you know, and I just find it suspicious. Do you find it suspicious that with all this going on, I'm finding this is not some crazy website. This is ABC News. Prosecutors request indefinite delay in trial for Trump assassination attempt suspect Ryan. I have a funny feeling that this guy is going to get have the Epstein treatment. You know, like what was the guy's name that shot Kennedy? Jack Ruby shot him. I have a funny feeling that this guy is going to commit suicide or hang himself or something in jail.
Officially, and no one's going to see it happen.
Yeah, he knows a little too much.
Just like Epstein, it's going to be suspicious, and no one's going to see it happen.
Yeah, but you know what the beauty of Epstein was? In one of the most heavily surveilled jails, one of the most on Earth, the cameras suspiciously went out for 2 hours, and at the same time, the guards suspiciously fell asleep for the same 2 hours.
That is so convenient.
And then he hung himself.
Oh, that's so convenient. So convenient. And it's the same thing that happened with the Haitian president. Just everything just fell apart, and he's dead.
And the Haitian president, look, somebody machine gunned the Haitian president, And when they looked into the, there was an assassination team, and they were all trained by the DEA.
Yes, absolutely.
Just a coincidence. Not that the United States had anything to do with machine gunning the guy. It's just that the plot was cooked up in Florida. The guys were trained by the DEA, and right after the assassination, the United States government went out over to Haiti, grabbed some of the guys, and brought them back here, and then said, we can't release a lot of information and their on their ties to U.S. government agencies. In other words, the U.S. I mean, it's so clear the U.S. rubbed them out.
And because I have to speak on this before, I did, about Kamala, and it was interesting. Once Kamala got the notice, they made her within 3 days, 4 days, she raised $700 million. What I find interesting, and people in my community think that's a good thing. I'm like, you think these people gave her $700 million out of the goodness of their heart?
Let me ask you this. If she gets in office, who do you think she's working for? You or the people that gave her those $700 billion?
Anybody who thinks otherwise is suffering from cognitive dissonance, and they have so much of our people suffering from cognitive dissonance because it's not – I don't see this as anything that's hard to see. No one gives that much money for no reason, but our people just – and what's even more interesting is that this party, Democratic Party, got us to a place where they don't even have to promise anything
more.
You don't want Trump. You don't want the Republicans. That's all they tell us.
It's team sports. People treat it like team sports. Like, this is the Commanders versus the Eagles. No, it's not. They're supposed to work for you. You're not supposed to, if you don't vote for her, you're wrong. That's not the way it works. They're supposed to earn my vote. They won't do nothing for me. My community is crumbling. You know what I mean? Look at the black community. What do they do for us? Nothing. They don't do nothing for the white community. I know they ain't doing nothing for the black community.
Of course not. And it's so sad when our people try to shame us into voting for this person that, it doesn't even matter if it was Kamala, Obama, him or her, it doesn't matter.
No.
If that person makes it to this platform where it's the pick between one and two, both of them ball.
How about this?
That's the only way you can make it this far.
How about this? Here's the last thing I'll say. Right now, in AFRICOM, the Africa Command, all those bases in Africa, they put a black man in charge of it. Right now, why is it they done got slick now? Lloyd Austin, he's in charge of all these wars. They put a black man in charge of it.
They're like in Haiti where they make the Kenyan police come to do this.
That's right. Good point.
They want to put a black face on their nonsense.
That's all it is. You know what? They use in black people as human shields.
Absolutely.
They're going to do their dirt and then say, well, it couldn't be wrong. We got a black person in charge of it. Look, if I'm picking cotton and you take the whip out of the hands of a white man and put it in the hands of a black man, them whiplashes hurt the same. I'm supposed to be happy. Hey, guess what, guys? We better pick extra cotton today because we get to get beat by a black man.
Ain't that something?
That's an old game.
It is just so you just see the educational system and the conditioning system of the country that our people cannot even see this. And it's so obvious and it's so blatant, but that just shows what the mind is and how these people understand how the mind works and how to condition people to accept certain things over their lifetime.
That's madness. That's a fact. All right, thanks for the call. 202-588-0893. Next caller, you're on air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kensington, Maryland, just outside. I said this last time, but in Kensington.
All right.
You there? Am I on the air?
You are on the air, brother.
Awesome. I'm really enjoying your program. Thank you so much. This is a white dude calling. I think you had a caller a few calls ago who asked for a white caller. And listen, man, I am so disgusted by both candidates. And I'll tell my white liberal friends, I don't think Kamala's any better. Or she's just as bad, or she's worse, equally bad as Trump. And they're like, oh, my God, how can you say that? Oh, you're so privileged. You know better. What about all those black people? And I'm like, no, you don't understand. Her policies are so bad. How do we build a multiracial, multiethnic intra-class? How do we join together with poor, struggling working people to defeat this horrible unitary policy that is destroying our world completely? That's my question.
You know what? I let me just say this, and I'm with you, because no matter how much people call up, I always say, we've got to bring the working class people together and stop being divisive and stop. See, that's the game they play. They stick her out there and say, she's the first fill in the blank, black, female, gay, whatever, trans, any anything they can find to take us away from the reality of the policies. I'm supposed to vote for her because, oh, she's a woman or she's whatever. But my question is, what about all of the people in North Carolina right now? Those are plain old working people that you've abandoned them. I don't want it. Kamala comes on and says, hey, we're going to have the most lethal fighting force in the world. I know what that means.
Oh, my God.
I know what that means.
So sick. Oh, my God.
War.
She said that. And the Palestinians, like, I know they're, you know, the thing is, this is like they're the people of color and the Israelis are white. And it's true, they're a little darker, but I don't care about that. It's a effing genocide, man.
Yep.
And we're part of it. And she just said, I'm unwavering in my support.
Yes.
How can we? I can't convince people. You don't understand how hard it, you do understand. You can't. By the way, also criticizing Obama, man, forget about if you say that
please.
To black people. White liberals, he's the best thing we ever had.
No,
the greatest president I've ever, of all time. I'm like, wait a second. No. Obamacare, that put more money in the for-profit healthcare sector.
Yes, it did. And I could go on and on about Obama, but that was the game. The game with Obama. And I was fooled. I thought Obama was, he's great. He's wonderful. He's this and that. And then by the time Obama got out, I look back and I'm like, wait a minute. What did he actually do for the working class people? I couldn't find anything.
I was so happy when he got elected. I thought, we've turned the page. We've turned the corner. And it's just the same wine in a different bottle. That's all.
Yeah, what did he do? The first thing he did was, after the crash, they could have taken that money. And all of these people that were behind in their mortgages, they could have gave it to the homeowners and everybody could have. 5.7 million families couldn't pay their mortgage. They could have said, all of you families, here's the money. Pay the bank off. You own the house. Instead, they went to the bank and they said, all these mortgages, bank, here's the money for the mortgages. And the banks then got paid for the mortgages by the government and then repossessed the houses anyway and sold them a second time and got that money.
I don't know what to do, man. I'm so depressed. I'm glad to find you. All I can tell you is it's really tough. It's tough out there, and I don't have an answer because it seems like, you know, if you talk about voting for Jill Stein, she's a Russian asset.
That's what I'm voting for.
She's Putin's puppet.
I'm voting for Jill Stein.
I'm voting for her, too, but...
People can say, I don't care what people say. I'm going to vote for who I want to vote. I tell you one thing, I'm not voting for Trump or what's her name. And you know what, though? And here's the other part of it. I respect people's right to vote for whoever they want. So if somebody says I'm voting for Trump or I'm voting for her, I say, well, I wouldn't vote for him, but I respect your right. When I say, well, who you vote for, I'm voting for Jill Stein. That's a vote for Trump. I didn't go. And I'm like, I'm respecting your right to vote for Mickey Mouse if you want to. Why can't you respect my right to vote who I want to? They're brainwashed.
You're a Republican. If you vote for Kamala, you're a Republican. That's what that means. That's how that. Oh. Or I mean, if you vote for
Jill Stein or whoever,
you're a Republican. If you vote for Dr. Ware, you're a Republican. I thought he was so good on that Breakfast Club.
Oh man,
he nailed it.
You know what?
Both of them.
It is refreshing to hear an intellectual speak. Instead of just hearing the same old talking points, I stand with Israel, we must stop whatever, fill in the blank, China, Russia, whoever, North Korea, whatever boogeyman that they give us, somebody, they all repeat the same exact talking points. They all agree. You know what? I'm supposed to say Kamala and Trump and all of them, 99% of the policies they agree on, but I'm supposed to find one little difference and then vote for them. I'm sorry.
All right, let me just say one last thing and I'll let you go. You've been awesome. Yes, they agree on most things. And here's the other thing. On some things, they don't even agree where I think Trump, I hate to say it, is a little better. Like, at least he says, I want people not to die in Ukraine.
I agree. I certainly agree with you on that one. I mean, the truth is the truth. When it comes to the Ukraine policy, Trump is definitely better than the Democrats. He's terrible on a lot of policies. On that particular one, I would agree with you.
Thank you.
I can't disagree. All right, 202-588-0893. Next call, you're on air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Manuel. I'm calling from Maryland.
Oh, Manuel. I'm a Maryland man myself. I live down in Anne Arundel County, Pasadena area, in fact. What's happening, Manuel?
All right. Well, I tell you, I'm a big PFW listener. But this this form is quite out of whack.
The what's out of whack?
This forum, this session.
Okay.
Way out of whack, and you spoke about Trump with his, I'll call it what it is, fake assassination attempts.
And I'm not much into the conspiracy theory thing, but that's if you can be. Go ahead. I'm all ears.
Okay, I'm not doing any conspiracy theories.
You just said it was a fake assassination attempt. That's kind of the definition of a conspiracy theory.
Well, that's the truth. It's not a theory.
Okay.
Because no one takes a shot and takes it on the ear, and their ear is still in perfect condition, perfect shape, perfect form. That's it's all staged.
Mm-hmm. That really does. I'm going to tell you, brother, I love you, and I appreciate you, and you can say what you want, but I got to say, it does kind of sound like a conspiracy theory, but that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with it. Continue.
Say it's nothing wrong with
it. No, man, I'm all for it. All ears. Go for it.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, this is one session where I can't do PFW because you guys are spreading a lot of false information.
Tell me, you're the caller I've been waiting for. Love for somebody to disagree with me and to tell me I'm wrong. That's what makes a good show. All right, what's the false information? I'm all ears.
Well, one, Kamala Harris, as the president, you really can't do anything without the Congress.
I agree.
Okay.
Well, no, not completely, because they do have a cabinet. They can do a lot of things. They have executive orders they can do. They call the presidential office the bully pulpit for a reason. So, yes, a president can really drive policy. They have a lot of weaknesses. Don't get me wrong. They've got their donors. But a president can drive policy about some things, I would argue. But I'm with you. They don't have as much power as people think they have. So I would agree with you on that.
Exactly. And I mean, to even think that someone could, what was the previous caller talking about? It slips my mind, but I was like, boy, he's a moron.
Well, he disagreed. You don't agree with him. I don't feel like just because somebody disagrees with you makes them stupid or it makes you stupid.
But I mean, it slips my mind. But even the second assassination attempt on the golf course,
mm-hmm.
no shots were fired.
Mm-hmm.
These are, I see them as knowing Trump and knowing how he chases to have his name at the forefront. These are all, say, popularity.
So you think Trump is setting up assassination attempt after assassination attempt on himself? Let me ask you this. Doesn't that mean that the Secret Service would have to be in on it, wouldn't they?
No, they wouldn't.
They wouldn't be in on it. Okay.
They wouldn't be on it, but this is the thing. And I'm prior military as well.
Well, how about this? The doctors in the hospital said that they treated his ear, so the doctors would have to be on it. I mean, if his ear wasn't damaged and the doctors said they treated a bullet wound on his ear, wouldn't they have to be in on it?
Have you ever watched wrestling?
No, I'm asking about the doctors, though. If the doctors said we treated his ear, but he wasn't really injured, the doctors would have to be in on a scam, wouldn't they?
Now, check this out. I hear you, but check this out. You remember the old wrestling. They would cut themselves. There was no blood until Trump went down and came back up. Think about it.
So, well, look, I'm telling you, we may disagree, but if you think that it was a fake championship wrestling move, I respect your right to think that.
But
you did say that there were false things said on the show. And I want to hear, I've heard you say, I disagree with you here and I disagree with you there. But I've yet to hear you say, you said this and it was false.
I would have kept up further.
Huh?
If I would have had would have been taking notes, I would have kept up further. But I'm driving.
Oh. To me, just because I disagree with you don't mean you're saying something false. it means that I disagree with you. Now, if you say it's 5 o'clock in the evening and it's 4 o'clock, then that's false. But if you say something that I disagree with, that just means we have a disagreement. That doesn't mean that it's false. It means that I don't agree with it.
Okay. Okay, I'll give you that.
So,
but the thing is, folks need to do their due diligence.
I agree. Well, you know, because one thing I always say to people, I always say, you shouldn't trust me. I could be wrong. I could be a liar. I could be anything. Trust yourself. Research for yourself. I do it all the time. I read a lot. I look up. I read from newspapers and websites all over the world. I read the stuff that you're supposed to read. I read the stuff they tell you don't read. I read all of it, and ultimately, I make my own decision. So I would recommend people to, whatever I say, if I say something that somebody don't agree with, look it up. I could be wrong. I could just be mistaken.
Exactly. So that's a key point.
All right. Well, thanks. We got another call. I got to jump. We got another call, but I really appreciate the call.
All right.
Thank you. 202-588-0893. Next call. You're on the air. You are on the air. No. Did we lose our caller? Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Rev. Hello?
Yeah, Rev, what's happening? You're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, did I hear you say that was it Biden or, you know, what's your name?
Harris?
Abandoned people in North Carolina.
That what?
I thought I heard you say something about either Biden or
Harris
abandoning North Carolina.
Well, I'll put it like this. If you start with Katrina, I'm not saying Biden or Harris. If you start with Katrina, there was a long history of the federal government ignoring the needs of the American people when it comes to, if you look at that one under Trump, what happened? You had that one hurricane where the people in Puerto Rico, they were ignoring them. Our federal government has a long history of spending all the money on war, of giving all the money to the banks, of giving all the money to the military-industrial complex. That was under Bush for Katrina. It was under Trump for whatever that big hurricane is. And now under Biden Harris, they're doing the same thing. And to me, it's not a politician or a party. Okay. It is our government. That's what they do.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I lost the transmission for a bit. I was like, what's going on?
I think they're giving people a check for $750. And they just gave $8 billion to Israel, $5 billion for Ukraine, and when it comes to the American people, $750. That's what remember they did the lockdowns. People are at home. They can't work. They can't feed themselves. They can't make a living, and they gave them a one-time check for $1,200. But don't let a new a jet come out that's worth $250 million. They got to buy 10 squadrons of them.
Well, are you sure it's worth that much? Because half the time they aren't working at all.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, it's marked up. It's worth $50,000. They mark it up to $50
million. Oh, man, that's even beyond retail. Okay, because there's so much bizarre stuff floating around in terms of just crazy stuff people are saying. I was like, I wasn't sure if I heard you correctly or not.
Yeah.
Because also, like you brought up Katrina, I was thinking about that. But even during the Trump administration, if you remember when the wildfires were going crazy out in California.
Oh, yeah. But do you remember there was a hurricane during the Trump administration? It was like a Category 5 that hit the Bahamas and all that. And it hit Puerto Rico. And they were like throwing some paper towels or something out to the people.
Yep.
It was just an absolute, ridiculous. And which goes to show, they never run out of money for the war machine, do they?
Never, 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 never.
If you and me have a problem, they can't help you. They got nothing for you. That's the nature. That's why I ended up a third-party person, because I realized I can jump on one of these parties or whatever, but we're going in the same direction, straight down the toilet. Mm-hmm. CTD, as George Carlin said, circling the drain.
Yep. Well, I'm going with Stein.
All right, thanks. Yeah, I'm doing the same thing. I am too. And with me, it's over a lot of things, but not the least of which being the war issue, the Middle East issue, the Ukraine war, the next war they want in China. They want war after war after war. And one of these wars, if they keep doing it, is going to end up nuclear, and we're all going to end up dead if we don't stop them.
Yep. That's my primary reason right there. I mean, I've got a long checklist. And I'm trying to remember every detail why I'm choosing Stein.
All right. Well, I got to get ready to run. Well, nuclear war is a pretty good one. All right. If you want to get in touch with me, I got to jump. If you want to get in touch with me, at Garland N on Telegram, Garland Nixon on Facebook, Garland.Nixon on Instagram. My email is my first name and the first letter of my last name, GarlandN@gmail.com. You know, I love my house music, and this one is called Something Venezuela. I forgot of it. Something Viva Venezuela, something Venezuela Flow. And you know, Venezuela is one of my countries that I truly love, that the United States is oppressing. Free Venezuela. I'm out. Thank you.
Woo!